Okay. So we're holding a Pasuk Yud Aleph. So this is all, the Goyen is learning it one Hemshech. It's all talking about the Knisa to the Beis HaMikdash, to the Mishkan, Nashos HaShchina, and all that. Now he says, Tzena Ur Ena, B'nois Tzien, B'melach Shleimoy, B'ator Shitla Imoy, B'im Chasinosim, Simchas Liboy. So go out and I see and take a look at the Mel Shlomo. Batarshet the imoy beim chasenoserim simchas libay. Senarena pirish kichsiv v'chol adam leyer boil moyed v'omer rabbi seinuzal afilu chayes hakodesh. So the Yishalmi says that even the malachim could not be in the olmoyed. The chsiv behem d'mus pneim pnei adam, and therefore, since the Dmus Pneim was Pnei Adam, they couldn't be there. And then he says, "V'ukshenigma bayis v'yitzvichum lotzeis mivnim afilachayis hakodesh v'loy hoyu reshoyim lovesham shum pam ba'olam chutzik kohen gadol v'kippur." And Lemaisi says, "V'ish le'yeh imoy v'chol adam le'yeh ba'ol moyed." Actually, he's talking about when he does avoida, you can't have it, when he's doing avoida, no one can be there. Chazal darshan v'chol adam means even like adam. You know, it's adam would mean a man. V'chol adam means even though similar. And therefore, he says when the bias was finished, the even chayis hakodesh had to leave the kodesh kadoshim. And they and the only one that could enter is the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippurim. The Zehu Tzenor Eno. So it's a little bit off the. In other words, he's talking about Malachim. That's in the Almoyed, and that's when he's doing the Avoida. now he's saying about the being in the Kodesh Kodashim, they could never be there ever, except the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur. The Zehu Tzenor Eno Noisian Pirush. So Bnei Sion is going to be Chachamim. She'itra le'imoy. That's also going back on the Talmid Chachamim. So he doesn't explain over here exactly what it is that the Talmid Chachamim made for him. On the bottom, it's Sechen Sub in Perek Beis. But it doesn't really fit in over here. It's sort of coming neither here nor there. Okay, now he refers to a famous Chazal. This is a Chazal that the Rabban brings, talks about it. It says, it says, Tzenor ena benois tzion, v'achakach kora oison achoisi. And then it's Kaisel is called a Chaisi v'Chakach Eimi. That's what the Gemara says that it's three titles that Kaisel is called. Why? The Gemara ain't a mover. Gvenira shemitchila adam leimed mi rabbi or mikalo chachmasi mi rabbi. K'moy habas shemikabelas mavio shekol masyedeh alavio. So therefore, everything that Abbas gets everything from the Mashpia, and Bemela, it's all coming from him. Now it seems interesting. He's saying over here, he's telling Tzu that the Chol Masir De Olaviha. I think Lachor is talking about what the Abbas gets from the father, not what the father is getting from the bas. But I think what he means to say is kol maseho is kol maseho means the reason why all hamaisi daim go to a father is because be'etzim that's where they came from. Since the father is it's 100% invested, so this is where it's coming from. The second stage is he's equal and like a chavrusa. You know, you have the music of a rab, a talmid chava. ואחר כך כשמלא מילים אחרים, נעשה רב, ומשפיל תמיד אוף כלכים, ומשפח... So we're talking about the general tour of Klal Yisrael is to go through these three stages. A stage of Mekabel, a stage of Zem Zeh, and a stage of Mashpia. Bezeh Shom Mitchila Kor Oise Biti, Kloima.
This is people in Klal Yisrael, or this is Klal Yisrael as a whole?
This is Chazal Tarkadosh Baruch Hu. You know, as he's stelling to the normal mahalach of every particular chachim, Chazal Tarkadosh Baruch Hu. So first, HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls them Biti, saying that you are learning from me and getting from me, and everything you have is just me. Jalomid mirav rata Biti, okmoy vanina sachti malki, shagrusha hamelach shali. So it's turning Klal Yisrael, you know, into my bass. The Hainu Shani Sisa is a melech. Kenu kan biti. Then Shani Sisa is called a bass. So he's saying that Keilu, when it says Koroi Sabiti, means he made Klal Yisrael, the relationship was a relationship of turning Klal Yisrael into the Mekabel. And then he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Klal Yisrael into a relationship of Achva, Taviyachol, V'acharkach Imoy Sh'asa Oysa Le'em, Shemalamad L'Acherim. So it's interesting. So the M part certainly is not Shayach to Ribbono Shel'Olam, and that's only Shayach where a person is Mashpi in the Bria. So the Chachmei Yisrael go through three stages. One stage is where they are mekablei hashpah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A second stage is where they interact on their own, they kilu shavim, and then the third stage is they mashpiyim to those lamata. So the first two stages are with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the third one is with the world around. V'akol machzat Torah, Harehu aim shall a Torah, then a Torah also shall aim. So it doesn't mean that he produced the Torah. It means the Torah is the medium which he uses to become an aim. So it's like saying the milk that the mother gives is what makes her for a mother, so to speak. So the Torah makes Klal Yisrael into an aim, because that's what she's passing down weiter. But it's very interesting. I'd like to be medayik something here. So when we're talking about a person, about a person's, madregas and learning, so yes, it's normal that first you're sitting and listening to shir, then you're learning chavrusa, and then you're saying a shir. So, okay, that's normal. But he's talking about fundamental stages of Klal Yisrael's Yachas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it should be Bas and Aim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mashpia to Klal Yisrael, and then Klal Yisrael is Mashpia it to their children or whatever. So those two are part of that. That they're learning Chavrusa, even they'll say with HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kavi Yochol, or themselves, or whoever it is, the Chavrusa part is not really something that one would expect to be in line with that. So it's true that naturally in yeshivas, there comes a point where you stop getting from Rebbe and you're learning Chavrusa most of the time, and fine. But that's more a technical thing. And when you're talking about Shtalig Ravek in the Sulam, of Mashpia, Mushpat kind of seems weird. So I think the pshat's like this, especially by a girl, you have Katnas, Nairus, and Bagrus. So you have three stages. Now, a person cannot go from being a Mushpa to a Mashpia. Let's take the example. Imagine I have a very good memory. And I go, and for the first time in my life, I go hear a shiur somewhere. And I can go and repeat it now. So I heard, the first time in my life, I heard a lamdish shiur. I remember it all. And I gather a group of talmidim, and I tell them, here's a shiur on in whatever it is. That's not going to work. Because telling over someone else, quoting somebody else, is not mamshech Torah. I mean, it's a great way to chazer a shiur, but it has nothing to do with amshachas haTorah be'etzim. Amshachas haTorah be'etzim requires that I internalize it and then move it forward. It's just like sometimes you hear a person says something. If you're saying over something that somebody told you, there's a distinct lack of chiyus that makes it really not terribly. It's not mashpia. Whenever I tell you over, listen, I don't know. So if I tell you a svara or an idea that I have that's mine, I say it with a lot of zest and with a lot of cheshik and passion. So it's possible that you'll be makablet. If I tell you over something I don't understand really, but I'm just quoting you what somebody said, that's not going to go over well. In order to be mashpia, you need to be on your own. So, Nairus is a tkufa when normally you get engaged, but you don't get married to Bagris. So, there's a tkufa of becoming yourself, and then there's the tkufa of being mashpia. Ein Isha Misaberes Vibir Rishayna, because first you need to become a Kli, and then you mukhut to move it weiter. So it's part of the progression from Mekabel to Mashpia is to become a Mandi Omer in yourself. You know, when you learn it with a Chava Chavrusa, then basically you're saying it as your own. You're presenting it as your own to Chavrusa and you're debating back and forth. That's where you have that type of interaction. So Chava does have a Mokum in between the Mashpia and the Mushpa. Torah is what made him into the aim or end before the bas. Sha'omru nasa v'nishma v'obiyoyim simchas liboy zeh bin beis hamikdash k'mo sha'omru chazal. So the he doesn't have here a clear hasbara why chasal simchas liboy is matan Torah. It's because nasa v'nishma and simchas liboy is because of the bin beis hamikdash. So and besides which, it's also not clear what the hemshech is over here. In other words, b'yom she'itu lo imoy means when Kaiser became an aim, and then b'yom chazav yisrachas liboy is matan Torah and this. What's the, you know, how does this Shabbos Shaykh, as we said before, over here? So when he said over here that the it's a progression of going from from becoming a makabel to becoming a mashpia, so a person's becoming a mashpia starts with chasnas. Now, the dibuk of ish to isha starts the mitzias of a person as mashpia. Until that point, a person is either a cotton is mekabel from his parents. His relationship with someone else could become chaveris. He becomes a mashpia beikar from the yom chasunasi. That's when he becomes a mashpia. And that's why this finishes the pasuk. That's when it's a b'china aim. Why it is that there's a kfelos here? the Zimchas and also Simchas Liboy. You know, one from Matan Torah and one from Beis Hamikdash. So it kind of seems that those are the two halves of it. So I would say the following. Nesuin, in the big picture, consists of two halves. It consists of Erisin and Nesuin. Erisin is a chelik of commitment. When you do not have simcha, the halacha is, you know, Erisin is mutter even when, and those days, and simcha is aser, because Erisin itself does not have simcha really. Sach hakol, all Erisin is a commitment. It's not the actualization of it, and the wedding, the nesuin, is the simchas liboy. So in Klal Yisrael's timeline, the nasiv and nishma is the commitment. In other words, in nasiv and nishma, what you had was, I am binding myself to doing it, whether or not I'm connecting to it. That's what nasiv and nishma was. Even if I don't connect to it with my sichlis nas, I'm still a nasa. That's a bris. So just like Erisin is also, there is no simcha in Erisin because I haven't joined the other person. We're not together. There's no samimonim of ishus except for commitment. So nasa v'nishma means that. Nasa means there's a commitment there. So that's chasunosai in the movement of Erisin that we're talking about. Simcha is Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash is connected with Nesuin. Mishkan is connected with HaMikdash because a bias is what Nesuin is. It's fascinating. I certainly don't think he means it, but the coincidence. The Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchos Ishus, describes that lifnei matan Torah, a person would meet an ish in the shuk, and if they liked each other, they went home together. They put up a big sign, Mrs. Goldstein, and that was it. Nesuin. With matan Torah, Kadosh Baruch Hu's mechadish, the musik of Erisin, that a person needs to make a kinyan before, and then go on to Nesuit. So the whole musik of Erisin actually started at Matan Torah. And one would say that it's sort of part and parcel of it. Nesuin is a natural phenomenon. Men and women liking each other, living together, is part of the Mahalchei Teva. The commitment to do that goes beyond it. So nasa and especially the nasa nishma the hairs itself. Nasa nishma means I will do before I have a tfisa in it. The reason why erisin is the hefech of darkei ha'olam. Darkei ha'olam is I meet a woman, I'm very attracted to her, I like her a lot. She says, well, I need a commitment from you. And I say, okay, since I like you so much and so on, I'm committing myself to living with you. That's the natural derech olam. The Torah said, no, the commitment comes first, and then the etzem being together comes second. That's a mahalach that is a Torahic mahalach. It's not a natural mahalach. And that's why until the Torah was around, it wasn't there. And that's why he says, Matan Torah, the nasiv and nishma is such a mahala. Nishma is when you deherit. When you have a tfis in something, you're bound with it. Nas is a commitment. So commitment comes before the binding. Okay, that's his first pirish. Tzemerena.
Which is the aspect that Rebbe doesn't think the Rambam means?
What?
Which is the part that Rabbi said Rabbi doesn't...
No. The part that I found amazing was that he says over here that the time of Matan Torah, its role is the Erisin and Kal Yisrael. As Matan Torah is being a Mikdash, its role is that, and Erisin itself was the Schadish in Matan Torah. So that I find to be, I don't think that certainly Ram doesn't mean it in any way, but I find it to be extremely interesting. Mm-hmm. Also, I mean, you find this, there's a lot. And I mean, the fact that we have 2 points of churban, shivasa betamuz, is connected something that went wrong in Matan Torah. Tisha B'av is something went wrong in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is the makom. Is the makom yichud of Kali Yisrael Baruch Hu. It's interesting that the sugyas about living in Eretz Yisrael are Masechtas Ksubas, which deals with Nisuin. So all of these in Yon together, this is where those Yon come together. Okay, now he has a Pirish base, Kedar Koi. Just 1 second, I have to plug in the battery here. I don't know. It's supposed to last a few hours, but either I'm not oblivious of time, or it's not exactly doing, or it doesn't include Zoom time. Mm-hmm. Okay. What exactly he means, I don't know. He brings a gears on the bottom, which sounds a lot better. Matan Torah. Who yoyim matan Torah? The yoyim achasene, ozu simchas libo. So there is a certain identification one with the other. The inyan, which Shmuel Chazal brings the same medrash. Shol shen chay asher lazav reisi ma ba torah shatulei imoy. Marshal of Melach Shoyle Bass, Voya Mechabeva, the Korabiti, Lozaz Mechava Chekara Hoysi, Lozaz Mechava Chekara Imi Vehulu. Vihu, Ki Omer Azal, Loiki Mirsakash Prokhmid Zosvedom. Midas Basvedom, Shemechel Hefes Raveroi, Amecha Otse. Avakash Prokh Eneke, Nosin Turley Sova Sameach, the Sameach. The Kosher. So he says, what's the mashal exactly? It's a mashal in Limshal. The Bisham Basvedam, Amecha Otsev, Shatas Chevish Shemacha. I had a very nice car. Financial hardships forced me to sell it. So I'm also because I don't have a car anymore. I will can't get a Torah Shachat Zakash Baruch Hu. The Gamkin Lassim Torah. In other words, first of all, by Kodesh Baruch Hu, how's it Shaykh to say that he's Otsev, that he gave up something? I wasn't going to give up something. If I let you look in with me together, I'm not giving up anything. It's ne'elech ne'elemeyas. What's the, you know, even the muscle, what is that? Ada inyehu, shakadosh baruch hu katar yisrael, ve'af sh'oisik b'teira, oime halacha b'shem basi v'dam. A person is being oisik in teira, and it's teira sashem, teira shabal peh, and yet he says, omar rava, omar bay, and so on. The Keinian Aliyah Zibni Oymed, the Para, and so on, where the question is Para Bashtayim, Aigla is Bashnosa, and they asked the Bez Shamala, what's the Allah? And he said, well, it's a machloikis. Elazmi says like this, and he says like this. Like all those famous of Allah, the Eina Mecharish Ba'atzmoy, Keinian Rabba Shechriya Torah Tahar, like the Gemara Ba'Metziah. Where Rav is the one who decided what's Torah coming. But Inyan.
Wouldn't an easier shot over here be to just say that the din of Torah Leib HaShemayim he? Meaning, instead of saying that that these Inyanim, you know, all these examples that they were said B'Shem Rabba, Torah Leib HaShemayim he. So the Rav Shalom is relinquishing some of his Torah.
Well, Leib HaShemayim here, first of all, could mean there's no new gilui of Torah. Now it's in mitzad the ikre emuna, Torah min haShemayim means, you know, there's no more Torah that's in Shemayim, but that we could be mechadish and say things and say it over our name and it be valid. That's the chiddush he's talking about.
Mm-hmm. So when the Baskel came out and said the halacha was. And the Baskel said the halacha was whatever, and the response was Loi Bashamayim. That's not a classic example of the Rabbanu Shalom not having a certain shlita, so to speak, the way we're describing.
So Irechanami, but these are the cases here. That's the case he brings: the Torah of Tahar, the Parah, and so on. same idea, I think.
Okay.
Rak ha'av mazriya tipa sheboi kol kol manaylad, ba'acha kein b'mei imo nefrat b'tzoriz yivarem. So just like by Holoda, the father has a cell that contains everything, and yet he can't do it without it going to the mother's me'ayim and the woman and developing. V'chein min ha'shemayim yorid tal u'mota sheboi nechal kol, v'sham ha'fil dog sheyam esparach min tal u'mota, you would expect the idea. Let's give a mashal. When I pour water into a cup, no change happens to the water. I'm giving you water, and that's it. So Torah could have been constructed that way. Torah would give us the dinim. Whatever he gave us is valid. Whatever he gave us is insist. That's it. We ask him whatever it is. Now, it's the pshat. Well, what's the pshat that we decide what the halacha is? So it's not the pshat that we're fighting against the Kadosh Baruch Hu. It means that our deher of Torah becomes the Teres Emes. When we're absorbing Torah, Torah is now becoming, as we absorb it and understand it, that's the Metzius of Torah. So when a Kadosh Baruch Hu asks, what's the halacha? What's the pshat? Let's give an example. Imagine I'm an interior decorator, I'm designing a house for you. So let's say I'm this goyen who knows interior decorating and art, Layla. But I ask you, here's something, how does it feel to you? Does it feel right, too cold, too warm? What does it feel like to you? So Torah's mitzias is how it deheres itself to the other. That's its mitzias. And that's why he says, It's all this hashpah melamala. That's one Torah, but the chelik Torah. So just like the marshal, when I plant stuff in my garden, what's the stuff going to look like? Okay, it's the first thing that determines is the seed, and so on. But then the seed will only determine what min it is, how well developed, and so on and so forth will depend on the ground, and therefore. So in all the answers, even though Kadosh Baruch Hu is the Shoresh, Nosim Yadam Azriya Bachrishim, Chen Shar Sibes Advar Shavoylam, Shelulehem Lo Yetzu Apulos. Vechein Inyan Atera, Shetun Kima Choyme, Vatsura Nishtanes, Kiasia Sapalim, Temechachamim, Vashom Elam Dashem Shikru Oysam, Atem Afilum Ezidim Boy, Atem Afilum Mutim, So all of these different dargis are all the pshat is that however it comes out from us, that's the emes taka. So it's not the pshat just we have about a bailus, you can change the law, override the law, do what you want to do. It's whatever you decide, that becomes the metzias of halacha. Just like what's a nice room if I'm the interior decorator. Whatever room you're going to spell from. That's the only criteria for it. Kishu adayan loy made it's a rabbi, it's a bas. So that's the second stage, is when Torah becomes, and so here it's very clear, we're talking about Torah, not Baruch Hashem, we're talking about Torah itself becomes a gather of a chaver, meaning he understands mitoich haTorah. Until he's ready to do that, he only understands when his rabbi teaches. Now he understands mitoich the Torah, mitoich the Torah itself. The two daggers are, am I still zokuk fashpa, and then I need to be makabel, or am I in a darga of being equivalent? Bezehu tsena urena batorah shemoy, aval oisa nichon lirasak batorah kmochkas bezaya. So here he throws in something and he says, the tsena urena. So he brings on the bottom here that the Torah is something you can only see. You can only see a b'china, a very high b'china of it. So he's talking about she'etol le'imoy hem yisrael shematir le'batzor etzitzim brach shemachatshin b'yoyim chasinoseiz matatera b'yoyim simchaz libo b'in ha'mishkin she'ozay simcha lefonav k'en shivoy shemayim v'oretz she'ozay ikon nesuin simchaz eva isha kanal v'doik. So let's talk a little bit about the point that he's making here. This is the end of the perek. He's saying so Matan Torah and the Mishkan, which is similar. So let's talk a little bit about this point over here and understand where the grind is going with this. The Mishkan is, it says in the Gemara that Betzalel knew to be mitzaref the oisius shenivu b'em shemayim v'aretz. The word mitzaref the oisius means there are oisius that shemayim created, the oisius that was created. He knew how to put them together. And the reason for the Mishkan is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted a tira b'tachtonim. It means HaKadosh Baruch Hu attached himself to Tachtonim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu became a chilek of Tachtonim, and that's what the Mishkan is. That is the Metzius of Nisuin, and that's the Bria Shemayim V'aretz. The Shemayim V'aretz means, Ki Choyl B'Hashem V'aretz means, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Choylel Shemayim and Aretz together, and that's when it becomes one. Lemaisa, what he says before, that's the darga when a person becomes the ima. He says when he starts off and he says the first darga, when he's koiled everything. Let me just get the right point where he says it here. Shaddai lo tzarabu madrigas bas tinek yonik. And then he says, and then when your foot says a chutzo, it goes out to Talmidim. So he says over here, the final mitzias, where the Torah comes out from Klal Yisrael, is doimet to nesuin. It's when the isha, the man is the koyach hamoilit, but it comes out through the isha and she becomes the ein kol chai. So you have an interesting arrangement. Mitzad echad, if someone asks you, where's the zera come from? The zera is the man's. Where does the vlad come from? The isha. So if we're asking ourselves what happened in the Sun, what happened was the Zera of the man becomes the Moilid through the Isha. And Be'etzim is Sal Shema Isha Nikritz, Ke'im Pochai. So here also, this was when Kaiser transitioned over to becoming the aim, because this is where they would be Moilid. This, and so the Chelik of Torah that their Mashpia turns them into the aim and so on. Okay, any questions, any points?
No. I think good for now.
Okay, so we finished this point, and Betzim, in a certain sense, this is a high point, and there's going to be a song of Shevach, and then there's going to be a kol doydi doyfek and a problem. So al kapanim, this brought over Klal Yisrael to its high point, which is the point of Ashras Hashchina, and Klal Yisrael has now become the one who's the mashpia in the world. So even though the mother gives over Betzim to Zerah V'Av, it's now Nikra Shem the Imo. Imo is a much clearer name and so on. Okay, we'll hold it here.
Okay, thank you very much.
Take care.
Take care. Bye.